Brass Tax, good morning.
Good morning, Dennis.
Hello, Sandy. How are you?
How are you? I'm fine. How is your crop over?
Quiet, for a change. For a change. I was in the studio for most of the day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm calling about the bands. Mm-hmm. Now, I watched from my TV.
Okay.
And what I mean, this is over all the years, I really do think that the bands need to put a little bit more indigenous material in their costumes because it feathers all the way. And I mean, this is seen as if it's through the region. And the Fifth Element, Betty West and Gwyneth, I thought that they were the nearest thing to creativity.
Mm-hmm.
They maybe had one or two feathers or so, but I thought that Betty actually thought was excellent. And she had big numbers. For me, if a band is going to have, 400 people, 500 people, why would you need 8 sections? I would think because of the numbers, Dennis, you will reduce the sections and put those people in those 4 or 5 sections rather than spread them out. Because I don't know what you thought, but a lot of the sections were very, very scanty with
small
people.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that does not make an impact. And I like to see impact when I see a costume band. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So I think that, you know, if you're bringing out a band, why would you need 10 sections? Then I was made to understand by some of my family that played, my nieces and so on, that most people do not go over the stadium.
True.
So that also adds to the fact that the sections are small. Most of them come down and meet the band outside of the stadium. So that revelry, that impact, that jump in is not there. So you just have maybe 10 people in a section in some of the bands. And that, to me, that doesn't. And then you're told you have to face the stage, you have to do this. I don't know if, for me, that is really revelry. I just want to hear your take on it.
Yeah, there are a couple of things. I have asked the question before whether Grand Kadoumont is a street parade, a fete in the street, basically, or whether it's theater of the street. That comment about people not wanting to go through the stadium and be judged, I've heard it on more than one occasion from band leaders. Because when we do the stadium, we're given booklets that say, you know, this band is 600 strong, this band is 1,000 strong, but we seldom see more than 200 or 300 people going through the stadium. Now,
exactly.
So I usually ask, and they tell me that it is because people don't want to go through the stadium. Now, if you are a band leader and you depend on masquerade,
correct,
to make your money, if you depend on color and spectacle, if what you're doing is a for television presentation, the more
correct
people and how you display and show your costumes is what will make your band popular, right?
Correct.
And I keep saying that one of the things we are missing is marketing. In Trinidad and Tobago, for example, when you have all them big shots who's coming for Carnival, Mick Jagger and them fellas that pay $16,000 and $12,000 for a costume, they sold their next year's costume while they're there this year. So
right,
it's money for the bank.
Exactly.
Hold on for a second, please, Sandy. We got to try and reach our newsroom. I'm told there's a breaking story and they need us to call them. So if you just hold on for a while, we'll continue this discussion while I try to get our newsroom on the line with a breaking story, I'm told. So let's see if we can reach them. And producer, technical operator John Stout is doing his best to get through to our newsroom. So let's join our newsroom now. Good morning to you, Stetson.
Hi, good morning, Dennis. Breaking news. Mm-hmm. Staff of First Citizens Bank effectively on strike. They're being meeting, I'm told, in fact, the director in industrial relations and the Deputy General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Dwayne Paul, said just a few seconds ago that he believes there are about 75% of the first citizen staff currently at the Barbados Workers Union headquarters at Solidarity House in a meeting with the union. And they've also, of course, we have journalists there as well. He said the issue, a number of labor industrial relations issues, but he also accuses the bank of seeking to withdraw from or to backtrack, allegedly, according to the BWU, from some major agreements in relation to the collective bargaining agreement that they've been working on. So, that we have to first ascertain how this is impacting the actual operations of First Citizens Bank, but the staff, most of the staff of First Citizens Bank, effectively on strike, staging a work stoppage today, meeting with the officials of the Barbados Workers Union at Solidarity House as we speak. Stetson Babb, Starcom Network News.
Thank you very much indeed, Stetson. And I'm sure we'll hear from you again as this story develops. Sandy, you're still with us. Okay, while Sandy gets back to the phone, I wanted to say the whole question of how we market the bands and how the people who masquerade treat being part of a band is something I think the band leaders will have to talk to the people who revel with them, because a reveler wants to jump up and down and have a good time, and a band leader wants to sell his band, whether it's the costume, the experience, whatever they want to call it. Now, that requires marketing. Marketing requires having your people in formation, having them display their costumes the way you want them to, in sections, so people get the color, the spectacle, and that translates beautifully on television. It may be difficult for us radio announcers to keep saying, oh, you know, those are gorgeous red feathers, those are beautiful blue feathers, and the lady with the nipple caps and the spray looks, or the fellow with the six-pack spray on looks good. But what happens, I find, is that people don't care about the image of the band or the spectacle. They want to jump up and down and walk up and have a good time on the road. Right? So they jump out of the band sometimes and they grab a friend and they do a little walk up and they come back. So the image of the band and the portrayal, that's the other thing I keep saying. This thing about portrayal, they don't understand portrayal. Now, there's some people who did. Robert Weeks understood portrayal.
I used to jump in Robert Weeks. They actually used to do
Chris Williams understood.
On the stadium.
Chris understood portrayal. And there are some others, Chase, now, still in the masquerade, who understands that. And some of the flag people understand how to keep their people together. But most of the others just want to revel. So to them, whether they have two beads or take off their headpiece, or you know, it doesn't matter to them. They're just with friends, having a good time, drinking some grog and fetting. But the other part of this is, what is it we're trying to sell?
Well, some of them are not even reveling on the stage for the camera.
Well, and this is why, this is the other thing I was going to come about. How?
They're just walking and with their
exactly.
glass in their hand, but I'll just Sandy, give it a friend, but they're not making an impact.
But Sandy, here's the thing. Where does it start? If you look at, again, Dominica, I'll use Dominica as an example, more so even than Trinidad and Tobago. Dominicans would have grandmothers, mothers, children playing in a band together.
In a band.
An entire generation would be there.
Exactly.
And they'd be in costume and they'd be working. Now, Kiddies Kadumat, I wrote a note to the NCF. Yes, I didn't just talk. I wrote a note to the NCF suggesting that one of the things they could look at for Kiddies Kadumat, since they were using the Kensington as the staging area, was to gather the children on Trevor's Way, under the trees in the corner where the taxis park over there by the sea, masquerade along the street.
Right, to get to Kensington.
To get to Kensington, so that the children will learn how to chip, dance, move to music, as opposed to walking up and dropping on the concrete that they see adults doing.
Kensington.
Exactly.
To be burnt out.
And people could line the sides of the road. You could have stalls along the way, water stations, whatever, so that the children learn to revel, to move along the street. But again, going back to something that was said years ago to me by now deceased Roy Beyer, children should masquerade to children's music. So we should have a special competition for children jump up Kaduma Day music. He did not want to see them walking up till you're eating too much Percy.
And
you're eating too much conch. Roy Byer said so, right? And I keep saying we should give the Roy Byer trophy to somebody who comes up with a kiddies tune of the crop for the children to masquerade to something for them. And I don't mean nursery rhymes. We got enough nursery rhymes in Calypso already. But to me, it teaches them how to revel. If you look at some children, they dance across the stage.
They
do things.
They
would know what to do. Exactly. And they would understand what it is portrayal and masquerade means. Yep.
But that is, next year I'm bringing a kiddies band in tribute to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
When we were kids, my mother was the first person. This is in JC's Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
She brought out four different bands. So I am planning next year to bring the four different bands as sections, as a tribute to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And from now, I'm going to be,
wonderful
of course,
lady,
as you were saying, teaching children how to revel. Because when they get to our age, they really don't. A lot of them came on the stage on Monday, and they're just there.
Mm-hmm.
There's no impact, especially the sections that had 5 and 10 people. So there was no that feeling of the real movement, the Kwapova spirit. And a lot of them, as I said, meet the bands on the outside.
On the outside.
And if I was a band leader, you have to have on your headpiece, and you have to have all of the bits and pieces.
Sandy, they discard those. They discard those long before they get to this stage.
But I know that.
Let me.
Dennis, really, sometimes it comes over to me as a fashion statement.
But here's the other thing too. The other thing is that the announcers, the compares, are usually placed on one side of the staging area. Let me call it that because it's a track. The judges are sometimes over on the other side.
Other side.
So the masqueraders seemingly don't know where the judges are. So they all go and work up for the television cameras and for the compares, and they have to tell them, turn around and face the other people.
Exactly.
Because when we do the broadcast, again, I'm usually the anchor. And I'm telling you, all I see is the box of costumes. Now, while I might be quite happy to just look at the box of costumes, that's not what the judges want to see.
But that's now, what I'm saying.
But here's the other thing. Once upon a time, going back again to the Robert Weeks days and, the Chris Branson Williams
Brown
years
and,
Cranston Brown days, you had a big banner saying the name of your band.
People don't know how to carry the banners.
I know that.
They cannot carry the banners.
I know that. And some of them don't have banners. Some of them don't have.
Needs to be dealt with from the band leader.
Right. And that's why it depends on what you're doing.
Production.
But Sandy, for some, it's just a money-making venture, but they don't understand how to make more money from it. Which is why I go back to marketing.
You call it, Dennis, paying attention to fine detail.
Mm.
So from the time your people come out with the banners, they're supposed to look the part because they are the person carrying the band, the flag person. The flag person sometimes goes on the side of the track, right? You can't see the name. About two bands, I could not see the names of the banner on the banners.
Well, you can imagine how difficult it is then for those of us who have to broadcast. And I've tried to explain this to some of my colleagues before they get onto the field, because I tell them, one, the book printed by the NCF, the numbers don't correspond to the band. So band number 16 may come on second. So you have to look through the book. You have to look through the book to find them. That's one. Now, when you're standing on the field with a mic in your hand, a book in your hand, and you have to turn the page to find the band, it's difficult to talk at the same time.
Right.
One. Two, when you can't see the banner or you can't see what section it is, you can't tell the listener. So you get comments saying, why it is y'all talking so much foolishness? Describe the band. And I'm trying to tell people, you can't, because you don't know what band it is. You don't know what section it is, because you can't see. But the person at home does not know that.
Because, Dennis, this year, that band badge came down not in their number. Because I suppose that when they're there and they're ready, if you are number 10 and somebody calls you to number 2, you're going to go in at number 2.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what, as you say, poses the problem for the people like you who's doing the commentary.
The commentary.
Yes. So I find that a lot of these, I know about mass, because I came up in the days with my mother from Trinidad, and I know about mass. And I am saying that if we're going to carry this thing to the next level, Dennis, we need the band leaders. First of all, I want to see a little bit more creativity. There are so many things that you can portray. It's just feathers, and feathers to me don't tell me that you are the Harrison's Caves. If you understand what I'm saying.
Well, you know,
because every band is the same thing, so it doesn't really have definition of what you are telling me on my script. If you're reading what I'm saying.
I spoke to a very creative band leader who sadly is no longer in the business of making mass. And he said to me, one can use beads and feathers very creatively to make a costume. He said, for example,
but they're all on the neck.
For example, beads could be beads of sweat pouring off of your body while working in the field. And he talked about feathering your own nest, a sea fan, and various ways you could use creatively the terms in a portrayal. Unfortunately, as I said, he no longer designs masks because he says it's a frustrating exercise.
But Sandy, I would imagine.
Two things I think we need to pay attention to, and it's this. One, all the other Caribbean islands talk about their carnivals. You got Vinci Mass, you got Spice Mass, you got Antigua Carnival, you got carnival in all the islands. Barbados has something called crop over. So the question is, how do you differentiate your mass from everybody
from
else's mass?
One. That's my point this morning.
Two.
What is the difference between the crop over and the Vinci Mass?
Well, and two, and this is the second part of it, since they're all festivals of the Caribbean, how do you market your festival so that you get somebody who plays Carnival in Trinidad or Vinci Mass or Spice Mass or Mass in Antigua to see the Barbados experience as being part of their overall Caribbean festival feeling? Whether they come to see the difference or whether they come to enjoy it with friends who've partied with them in other islands, how do you make it work? What is happening, and we have to pay attention to it, is that sections of bands in Trinidad, with Bajan input, come to Barbados with remnants or elements of what they've done in Trinidad and Tobago. And how do you make it different? And what do you do? How? Perhaps we need to start a masquerade school, a school of masquerade. Yeah. And let we got a school of dance in Barbados. We got a lot of dancers in Barbados. You ever go to Pick of the Crop semifinals, Pick of the Crop finals, Bushy Park? You see them dancers on stage? Them is Bajans, they imported from nowhere. And they could dance. They could move. I know some of them. We got choreographers in Barbados. We got fashion designers in Barbados. We have the Barbados Community College. We got talented people in Barbados. How do we use that talent so that they make money? And that their money is made because their creativity is displayed to the world. I hear Richard Stout talking about, we need to find another Rihanna. Or Calypso will not make another Rihanna. I get the point. But why we want to make another Rihanna? The United States has changed the image of their dancers over the years, from the Temptations to Boyz II Men to now solo fellas who want to look like girls. So who say Mariah Carey went from being a white girl to being a Latino to being dark or half black, however they want to call her? Because the image changed. So when the image changes again, what are we going to do? What we need to do is expose our talent to the world. Ricky Braffitt played in Dubai and for the King of Saudi Arabia and all kind of thing with Arrow. Nicholas Branca produced for them. They didn't try to be Grover Washington Jr. or somebody else. They were Ricky Braffitt and Nicholas Branca, and they were recognized the world over. Arrow was Arrow. Alphonsus Cassel from Montserrat. And he got hot, hot, hot in line dancing to country and western music. He died now. And Paul Simon went and recorded in Montserrat. And all them big name people went there. He didn't try to be Paul Simon. He didn't try to be Holland Dozier Holland. He was Arrow. Why are we ashamed of who and what we are? And why it is somebody else that tell us that we good? I don't get it. But anyhow, I gonna stop because people say they can't take 2 days of me. I just cut off people and I just talk too much. So you know what? 61, I only got 4 more years before officially OCM done with me. Or I break down. You ain't got long to wait. Brass Tacks, good morning.
Mr. Johnson.
Sir.
I hope you I hope you had a very enjoyable crop over season, but of course you are.
So I had a very good crop over season. I was not on air. Nobody cussed me. Well, not on fireworks. And I was in the studio for Grand Kadum. Couldn't get better than that unless I was off on vacation. I had a good season.
Yeah, I think you had a pretty good season, though.
I had a good season.
I know you're a man with a critical eye. So, I mean...
What's critical about my eyes?
You're not going to be playing flam with anything that, you know, is not realistic, you know. Mr. Johnson, I wanted to call to express my my admiration for some of the exquisite design of the costumes I saw yesterday.
And, you must have had a ball.
I thought it. I was looking at the costumes, really, not the shape.
Man, come on. You are not talking to your priest. You're
Mr.
talking
Johnson,
to me.
whenever I
ain't buying that.
Whenever I love my eyes to
wander.
I've got to change my glasses the following week. So.
Why, does fog up?
More than that, sir.
Are you lending mine? Sir, let me tell
my
you.
My eyes are in costumes. Orbit.
Costumes don't look good unless they're worn on the proper model,
but
man.
What I admired really, I thought was the exquisite nature. I don't know if I missed it before, but the costumes this time to me had a more intricate design than those I saw before. And I said to myself, if we can really design and make costumes like these in Barbados, then we really have the possibility of an industry, a light industry, that we can make other things. But if indeed some of these costumes are imported, well, then we have a long way to go to catch up. And I don't see why we should be importing costumes because we have so many young people here who are unemployed. And if you can get these young people into, as the gentleman, I don't know if you saw it, but there was a clip with a gentleman from St. Vincent, I think he is, who's in Barbados. He's a cutter. Mm-hmm. And so on, and he was almost moved to tears when he said that, you know, some younger people are not looking at people like me. I mean, I have all this experience and knowledge I would like to pass on, but nobody's looking at me. And he felt hurt. You know, I don't know if you saw it.
No, I didn't. I want to tell you though, when you talk about importing, there's nothing wrong with importing some of what you need, because there are things that you may want to create that you can't find local products to do it. But
material.
Not only material. For example, those wire tubing and you know, flexi. Some people use bamboo strips, but others use imported bits and pieces to give you certain effects. Okay, but here's our problem. I just pointed out that we have all these festivals throughout the region, right? Vinci Mass, Trinidad Carnival, Barbados Kadumant, Spice Mass, Antigua Carnival. Almost all the countries in the region have Mass. Okay, so let's say, an earlier caller asked me about $5 million. Let's say my banker going to lend me $5 million. You think my banker will lend me $5 million or I'll get Sir Charles and Uncle Busy and Uncle Sir Kiff to invest in a company in Barbados to import material and all these things? Trinidad did it at one point. They had an outlet in Barbados and they moved it. To import the pieces needed for festivals across the region and then export it to them out of Barbados. Let them come here and shop and buy it from a warehouse. is it possible for us to do it? Is it possible for the same fellas who travel from Trinidad to Barbados, Iron Mike and them fellas, to work with the party bands here, Richard and them fellas, to create Masquerade? Because Iron Mike and the girlfriend is every year, well, used to, I didn't see him this year because I was inside the studio, jumping with the head of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders. Right? So if Iron Mike could come up from Trinidad every year, if Mick Jagger could go down to Trinidad every year, we can't set up a warehouse in Barbados if Trinidad don't want to do it, or we ain't want Trinidadians in Barbados because Trinidadians own everything in Barbados. Set up a company to import for everybody. But you know why it won't happen, sir? Because we don't like one another. Dennis Johnson must not make more money than me. Who is he? He come here in a pirogue. I come here with the, you know, BOAC. That's the foolishness that we do every year. People just leave here and go China to shop for masquerade pieces and then bring in feathers for 200 people and feathers for 50 people and beads for 100 people. When we could bring in beads for 500,000 people and sell it up and down the islands.
Mr. Johnson, you have
I'm tired with this foolishness.
Yeah, I know, but Mr. Johnson, there is a saying, unity is strength. And where there is no unity, you get disorganization.
You mean all them bright people we have here can't come up with that?
You're quite right, Mr. Johnson, but some of the people who are saying it have got to get going to do it because nobody's going to do it. And but another thing you want to say, sir, is that those bands that came across the stage yesterday that were organized, I mean they came across in some kind of order, you know, they had maybe three rows or something like that, and then the front row back toward the back, and the back came from the front, and they rotated the, you know, they displayed the costume. Those bands, I thought, did quite well. I also admired some of the bands that had some kind of choreography, you know, nothing exotic. But where everybody was doing more or less the same movement, and people ain't going left and right and buttoning into one another and that kind of thing. It looked so disorganized. But so I commend those bands and those bandies who organized that. But one thing I found particularly missing was the presentation, which represented the theme. All these bands had themes, but you did not see an expression of the theme. For instance, there was a band that represented a volcano. Very right. Beautiful costumes. Mm. Very, very, very gaudy. But I thought that presentation, a volcano is something knows that throws fire up in the air and over the side and the lava going around in circles and that kind of thing. I thought it was a scene, some representation of that. Doesn't have the whole group, but even a section of the group could have done a presentation to imitate or at least translate what they thought a volcano would do, you know, mm-hmm. and so on. But apart from that, I'm glad to say I didn't see a lot of you walking up that you normally see, which I don't think is a credit.
You fell asleep.
But that too, I must say, I didn't see a lot of that because what happens sometimes, the band comes through, it is doing pretty well, and all of a sudden, two or three people in back rush up to the front and start driving like field mice, you know, in constipation. You see what I mean? So, and that really turns it off. Now, Mr. Johnson, the other thing you have to say, sir, mm-hmm. I have to. You might not agree with me, but I have to say, and I've been saying this, Cropover has lost it. Cropover as a cultural festival has lost its shape. I find, sir, years ago, I attended a meeting in Queen's Park when the stalwarts of the Cropover and the cultural event were enforced, mm-hmm. and I was just a merely a listener. I got the impression that as a cultural foundation and the NCF is a foundation. It's not a club. It's not a society or social group. Mm-hmm. It's a foundation. That means that it has certain fundamental parameters that must be always in place. You can build on them, build around them, but they never disappear. I find a lot of things that are disappearing from Cropover. The last one is Cahaba Park. I always got the impression that the major events and or national festivals was the Piggity Crop semifinals, the Piggity Crop finals, Cahaba Park, which is supposed to be a potpourri of all the art forms coming together. I understand that, but I don't rent it out, lost, or can't be found. the other one was...
This giving way to revelry.
The visual art competition, which was supposed to be an agro-industrial display of goods and for people in Barbados, an agro-industrial display. And visual art, I didn't see much of that this time. We have paintings, sculptings, carvings, you know, and the like. And these things really are prepared, not just for exhibition, but for sale, for businesses and so on. That apparently did not form part. There was something else that we've lost, Mr. Johnson. There's something we used to call, I don't know if you remember, called the Plantation Feast or Food Fest. That is something that is sadly missing, because there are people who come to Barbados who appreciate the fact that Barbados had a cuckoo village where you had cuckoo, the different sauces and so on. You had your peas and rice and your beef stew and your lamb stew. Then you had
so then
your,
I tell you that ain't good for your heart these days, yeah?
Well, I don't know. It don't do my heart anything. Then you had your bacon soup with your sweet potato and yam and pumpkin with a piece of a pigtail or something. And then, of course, you had your pudding sauce. And if you were lucky, the following day you used to have a display of the pastry and the dessert. So I don't know if you remember that, but apparently all that has fallen by the wayside for the simple reason that I get that the NCF wants to commandeer everything. The NCF have got to contract out these things to people who can do them and put them on property. They can't control everything, but they just need to want, but you know, be standing in the door and you can't get past them. This is a push past them. The NCF has got to learn to back off and allow private sector interests under their direction to put these features into the back into the festival. Otherwise, we are just going to be copying everybody else.
You cannot force people to put money into things that they don't see what they're getting out of it. You can't. You cannot. If you think it is easy, go ask the foundation and the band leaders about trying to get what they call sponsorship. Sir, unfortunately, I can make this point again, and then I can keep quiet on it. I am always fascinated. The last time I was on, I made this comment about Steel Pan. I am always fascinated that the same companies that sponsor steel band competitions and steel bands in Trinidad, in Grenada, in St. Vincent, the same companies here put little or no money into our pan movement in Barbados or our competitions. And it's the same companies. So you can't tell me that they're making more money in Grenada than they're making in Barbados. Can't. Because when I see the financial statements produced by these companies, Barbados ain't behind them other countries. The difference is how they sell and how they get involved and appreciate culture. Sadly, whatever it is that we do in Barbados, whether it is Pan, whether it is Kadumant, Carnival by any other name, there are people who don't see it as being culturally representative of Barbados and therefore don't put money behind it. Visual arts is still there. And there are creative aspects of crop over that are still there. They're just downplayed, as opposed to the fetes and the parties being put on by private individuals. You know how many private parties they go in Barbados, sir? Look in the newspaper and you'll see all of them ram. Whether it's breakfast this, nightclub that, 10 to 10, morning to night. People call here complaining about they can't sing in the church choir because of parties on Bronx Beach. You ever heard that before? Priests couldn't get to service because people didn't mashing up a cemetery. You ever hear that in Barbados before? No. The celebration of crop over has moved to parties and fetes and revelry. It's not plantation feast. You could put 20 suckling pigs all around Barbados in every car park. People can come and eat peas for free. Tell them pay $5 to come in. All of them ain't gonna come. I'm telling you. You might get four or five people from over in a way who ain't see a suckling pig in a while. But you might find more people protesting telling you thou shalt not eat of the swine than going to get plantation feasts. I'm sorry, I just telling you how I see it. I may be wrong.